from the ground of seas. Do you know how? From a primal mouth, make a sound. We'll be right back.
slowly drown, may you slowly drown, may you slowly drown.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. C'était magnifique. Une ovation pour Adriatic, s'il vous plaît. Regardez ça, c'était magnifique. Merci à vous. Et le son reprend puisque c'est Raphaël Serrato qui reprend. Du bruit pour lui, s'il vous plaît.
Oh shit. I think so.
Guys, can you hear us? I hope so. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you very much. Okay, there is a lot of wind here. Sorry, we need just a few seconds. Is it okay for the video, the sound? Okay, I hope it's okay. Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for watching. This was really an amazing moment. I think that we all lived here and online. We still have the beautiful sunset. Pink, yellow, all colors that melted with your amazing set tonight. How are you, Adriatic?
Actually, yeah, I'm like frozen.
Frozen? Okay.
Well, a mixture between hot and cold, kind of. It's weird, but yeah.
The inside is quite hot, actually.
I can imagine. And how did you feel this set compared to other, for example, when you are in a club?
Well, obviously the surroundings are amazing, the nature, the people come especially for that. So it's it was a very special atmosphere.
Yeah, I love the mountains anyway. I go skiing every year, so it's a perfect setup for me.
Yeah. And so a lot of people ask questions. I'm sorry, I won't be able to ask all questions, but I will ask the most interesting ones. So a question from Johan. At which point in time did you realize that you can live from your music, and how long did it take you to reach this point?
Well, Adrian and me, we met like about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Where we had kind of already were DJing as solo careers, but besides our jobs, I think he was already a little bit almost living out of it. So. But when we built the new project, we started from scratch, and it took us a few years to figure out where we really want to go and what we want to do and which music we want to produce. And yeah, I think from the 10 years we know us, it took us about 5 or something.
Four or 5 years, definitely.
At that point, we knew, okay, it's going to go in the right direction. Yeah.
And is there a special event maybe, or a special track you release that changed that?
Yeah, I would say there was this one track we released on To Die For, the sub-label from Dynamic. Yeah. It was called Deep in the Tree, And we did that together with our friend Charlie Tilladomit. And I think this was kind of a turning point in our like early career as Adriatic, because
it was the first demo we ever sent. Like, we did like 100 tracks before, and this was the first we sent out because we knew kind of, okay, that could be something.
Nice.
we were crazy excited about this, and Solomon really liked it, and the whole Dynamic family. So yeah, it just felt right that moment. So I think that was that moment. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Question from Ian to ask why they are the Adrians, how to pronounce Adriatic. Let the people who don't know know.
What was it again? Like, why Adriatic?
Why they are the Adrians, how to pronounce Adriatic, and let the people who don't know know.
Okay, so as we are in the French Alps, it's correctly, of course, it's Adriatic.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But you can
okay.
pronounce it however you want.
Okay.
Adriatic or
okay.
whatever.
Cool. A question: are you musically educated since childhood, or it comes in an adult age?
I mean, I really grew up with music, especially with electronic music. So I think I'm not really musically like. Educated. So I just was learning it by doing, like doing experimental things with the computer. I was like always like really into technical stuff. So since I was 8, I had a computer and I was working with this and building own things. And so I think I'm coming more from that side than from the musical education side. So
okay,
so, yeah.
For me, it was my cousin, which is a producer and a DJ too, and he took me by his side at a very young age and introduced me to different kinds of genres. So I'm more on the music side from different genres, and he is way more from the technical. I guess that's where we had to meet.
Okay, cool.
that's why I like synthesizers so much.
Cool. Well, that's a very difficult question. What's your personal life advice? Difficult question.
Patience.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really...
Well, it can be before both.
Yeah, patience, yeah.
Okay, cool. And
definitely patience, yeah.
okay, now. Okay, and I have a question. You played in a lot of amazing venues, amazing places, maybe like this one tonight. Which set are you the most proud of, maybe?
Well, for me, that's almost impossible to say. I'm not sure. Do you have something in mind which... I was pretty happy with today, but I have to listen it afterwards, so I can't say about today.
It was amazing.
I mean, today was like one and a half hours, quite short. In the last three months on our album tour, we played really long sets, like all night long, or at least 4 hours. So there were a couple of good sets actually. I mean, last week when we played in Buenos Aires, that we had a really good time and a good vibe there.
It was very big venues and like a lot of people, but you're normally not used to play that long, and we play like really long sets there where you really have time to develop kind of something. So
you prefer playing long sets?
Yeah, not every day, but not in general, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, cool. I have more random question. Do you prefer French or Swiss cheese?
I'm Austrian.
I'm out.
I'm Austrian, so I let him.
No. French cheese.
Okay, cool. I agree.
I would say it's both on the same level now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of cheese. I like raclette and fondue, but once a year is fine. So.
And last question. I think that... do you do meditation, guys?
I mean, I did a few times, but I'm too active for like I can't focus on the inner side too much. So I'm really, when it gets too silent, I go crazy. So that's why it always has something to happen.
Maybe meditation with music.
Yeah, that's...
I could do meditation with your music, I think so.
Oh, wow. That's very nice. That's a compliment.
And we have a little tradition at Circle, is the mystery box. And René from The Signal, he's the owner of this restaurant. He will offer you the little gift.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks.
The black one.
And the black one, yeah. You open. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Here. So this will be a good wine, no?
It's a special liqueur from Chartreuse. It's very special. It's numerated and it's a very thank nice very liqueur from Rouen.
And I also wanted to thank Signal 2108 René to welcome us here. It's a restaurant that has a really beautiful view. I think you saw it on the live stream. Yeah. I also wanted to thank all our partners. They will come up on the screen. Also Tomorrowland, thank you for the support. And thank you so thank much, you guys, for this set. Thank I think so that it will stay very long and maybe infinitely on the internet and in our mind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank you guys.